Friends, the 8th chapter of John's Gospel begins by telling us that when Jesus the Messiah was teaching in the temple in Jerusalem, the fanatical religious leaders tried to test him. They brought him a woman caught in the act of adultery and asked his view of their law's requirement to stone her to death. Jesus challenged them, saying, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." Ashamed of their own sinfulness, they walked away one by one. As the merciful, divine Messiah and self-giving Savior, Jesus assured the woman of forgiveness of sin and exhorted her to sin no more. The Gospel then says that Jesus spoke to all in the temple, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This embarrassed and annoyed the Pharisees. They accused him of bearing a false witness about himself. They say to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus was not intimidated. Rather, he went on to assert the truth of what he declared about himself as the heavenly Messiah, saying, "If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They did not understand what he meant and were intimidated by his announcement that they needed him to be set free. They assumed that he was referring to political freedom as a race and as a nation. So they falsely claimed that being the descendants of Abraham, they have never been enslaved to anyone. In reality, at that time, they were ruled by Roman masters, and for centuries, their ancestors were under the rule of first the Babylonians, and then the Persians, and then the Greeks. Even before becoming a nation, they were slaves for 400 years in Egypt. Jesus went on also to challenge their claim to belong to Abraham. He said, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did, but now you seek to kill me. This is not what Abraham did." So they claimed that God is their father. Jesus responded, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Friends, the contrast between the heavenly Messiah and the religious fanatics is crystal clear. Their enslavement to sin was reflected in their pride, their desire to kill him, and falsely claim to represent Abraham, the father of all who truly trust and obey God's word. Jesus added, "Because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." In his first epistle, the Apostle Peter says of Jesus the Messiah, "He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on a tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Hallelujah.